It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where the gunslinger of sense will hunt down the man in the dark tower of hot takes. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And again, a very satisfied rest of the Europe correspondent Karan, because
yes.
We are here to discuss the two semi-final first legs of the UEFA Champions League, and you can take only one guess at which one are we going to spend more time discussing on this pod.
The Madrid derby, I'm guessing?
Because we have our resident Juventus fan, Karan, on the podcast, but we'll get to that, Karan. We'll get the Madrid derby out of the way in that case. So, just a quick recap. Real Madrid 3, Atletico Madrid 0 was the first leg of the first semi-final. The second semi-final, first leg, Monaco 0, Juventus 2, but we'll have a lot to talk about that in just a bit. But Madrid derby, like I was saying, Karan, the other day, Atletico just simply did not turn up. It was Madrid derby only in the sense that one of the teams seemed to be Derby County and won Real Madrid.
I guess one word that can really describe Atletico's performance in this game is naive, which is quite surprising considering they're not the new kids on the block when it comes to this stage of the competition. And to be perfectly honest, such a performance would have probably been, if Monaco had given such a performance, it might not have really surprised us considering, they're still an inexperienced side. But Atletico, I definitely expected far more from them. They're known to be a very physical and hard-working and tough side. And once, the first goal went in, with all due respect, it's a little bit of luck with a mistimed shot. It just seemed like, Atletico just completely crumbled after that.
And of course, Real Madrid, given the firepower they have, drove it home after that with Ronaldo completing a hat-trick, or as he usually calls it, just another Tuesday.
Pretty much. But the surprising thing was that, fine, fair enough, they went 1-0 down. But in this type of a competition, a 1-0 defeat away from home is not the worst result. Even a 2-0 defeat away from home would not have been the worst result in the world for Atletico. All they had to do was, see if the Corinthians get one away goal and they were still in the tie.
Yes, so they sort of played themselves out of the tie, and now we move on to the other tie, which was happening in France. And speaking of 2-0 victories away from home, Juventus put in a masterclass of a performance. I mean, Karan, you said in the previews that this was the irresistible force that is Monaco's attack throughout the season, meeting the immovable object that is the Juventus back line. The immovable object picked up a couple of yellow post-its, but it was a tremendously good performance once again from a side that is more and more looking favourites, even if the final is against Real Madrid.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was a complete performance. That's the best way I can describe it, because I would have thought that Monaco would have been the team to really get off the blocks, like a F1 car, but they pretty much, the occasion kind of got to them, which is fair enough considering the inexperience that is there in the sport. So Juventus, in fact, for the first 10 to 15 minutes, they really took the game to them, and they looked like the team that was actually doing all the running, and you would have actually gotten confused as to who the home team was at that point of time. But having said that, Monaco finally got their act together and they created a few chances. And let's be fair, they did create some problems, especially in the middle part of the first half, wherein Buffon had to make a couple of key saves. But after that, once that storm died down, it was pretty obvious that there was only going to be one team that was going to take it from there. And the goal came at pretty much the right time. It was pretty much a sucker punch for Monaco at that point.
So, Karan, the point you made about Monaco creating some chances and taking some shots. Statistically, also they took the shots that were likelier to create more goals, or they were more probabilistic to create goals. But again, then again, probability models do not always account for Gigi Buffon in between the posts.
Well, I guess one point that I actually missed out on earlier was that, you know, Allegri in many ways caught Monaco by surprise here. Because yes, he did play the usual, 4-2-3-1 formation, but there was a slight twist to it, in the sense that he was actually playing three centre-backs in the back, because Balzani is actually a centre-back who was actually played on the right-hand side, and Alves was actually played in midfield. So at any point of time, the centre-backs could just, you know, go a bit more midfield to create a flat back three, and Alves could move back to, work in the right-back role, and already have Santo on the left. So simultaneously, while going forward, you pretty much know how good Alves and even Sandro is, for that matter.
And Alves gave a perfect demonstration of it last night as to just simply how good he can be. Both goals coming off the same combination, Dani Alves, Dybala, and then, of course, the finisher, Gonzalo Higuain. So,
yeah, well, I mean, it's quite ironic considering that, yes, fair enough, when he said that, he doesn't score in the big games, and I guess he put that, topic to rest over there. Pretty similar to what people used to say about Tevez a couple of years back, and he pretty much ended up scoring that season where Juventus reached the final.
And speaking of Juventus's progress so far in the tournament, and they've put themselves in a great position to make the final again, will be their second in the last three competitions. If you tend to think of it, we were discussing in the morning about how this is, not exactly the typical Catenaccio kind of football that you would expect from an Italian team. Although Juventus have not conceded for almost 11 hours of gameplay now in the Champions League.
The one thing that everybody is associating with the Juventus team is the fact that, they don't concede. The record speaks for itself, like you mentioned, almost 11 hours without conceding a goal. But there's more to this side than just the defense. And it all starts with somebody like Bonucci, who is somebody who, he does play as a centre-back, but he's more than capable of actually creating an opportunity with his pinpoint accuracy in terms of his long balls, and he can actually start the play right off the back. And in between, you have somebody like a Pjanic, who is pretty much coming to a zone after, Allegri decided to switch to the 4-2-3-1 formation. And he's pretty much like commanding everything that is happening in midfield. And on the other side, yes, Khedira wasn't part of the squad last night, but Marquezio was an able replacement for him, and at times, you would think that even better than Khedira, which in many ways, I guess, it's a good headache for Allegri to have in terms of, he's spoiled for choice.
All right. And except for those couple of yellow cards, which could create a bit of a problem, no real blemishes for Juve otherwise, like you said, almost a perfect performance.
True. And yellow cards to key players, and I would say quite unnecessary in many ways. I honestly wouldn't mind if, Allegri rests both Chiellini and Bonucci for the next leg. Marquise, I'm not too worried, because I have a strong feeling that Khedira is going to be eligible. He is going to come back. But the thing is, they do have options. They don't have to do the running in the second leg. They have the energy. And you can always keep Canadian Bonucci on the pitch if at all it's required. And they have able to replace the job. They have Bazzardi, who played last night. I guess Rocani was injured. He couldn't make that to Monaco. So if he's fit at that point of time, he's going to more than useful. They also have Benatia, who also plays as a centre back. So they do have options. Whatever happens, we cannot have a situation similar to what happened to Nedved back in 2003.
All right. And we will keep a track of that second leg and, of course, preview the final once the finalist lineup is decided, although it seems we are very close to knowing who those are after the first leg, a relative rarity in the Champions League semi-finals typically. So we will take a look at that. You can, in the meantime, find us on Audio Boom. You can look us under Soccer Sense or any of your other podcast platforms, whether it is iTunes, Pocket Casts, or Stitcher, or you can visit our website, soccer-sense.com. sense.madewithopinion.com or visit us on Twitter @SenseSoccer. In the meantime, this is about all the time we have for you guys this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
Fino, Allah,
best of luck next week, Karan.